Gun control became the focus earlier this week after Kansas City Chiefs linebacker Jovan Belcher killed his girlfriend, then himself, leaving their three-month-old daughter orphaned. But is there another issue the NFL should be taking on here?
USA Today sports columnist and ABC News consultant Christine Brennan joins us now. Welcome back, Christine.
Sean, Hillary, great to be with you. Thanks.
So why do you think it's so important the NFL take on domestic violence?
Because that really is what this is about. First and foremost, this tragedy is about the murder of this 22-year-old young mother, Cassandra Perkins, and as you mentioned, leaving the three-month-old daughter, Zoe, orphaned. And, you know, with so much of it is about Belcher and the NFL and that whole bit of it, which makes sense because he's the big name, he's the star, he's the football player. But if you look at this, it is really domestic violence at its core, and the NFL has, I believe, such a great opportunity. You know, we see all that pink in October. I know some people might love it or some might hate it, but it's all about breast cancer awareness. Well, October also happens to be, I found out yesterday, I didn't know this before, Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and purple is the color for domestic violence. It seems to me it would be the perfect opportunity for the NFL to start splashing purple around in October on its teams the way that it has done the last few years with pink.
Christine, you might not know the numbers, but is there a sense that domestic abuse is prevalent among NFL players?
I do not know. And certainly there have been cases over the years, Hillary, but I think that by and large, this is, of course, a nationwide problem. You know, this
right.
is a cultural problem. And you know, the statistic that always gets thrown around Super Bowl time, that's the worst day for domestic abuse or violence in the country, and we're not even sure if that's accurate anymore. So I think the bottom line here is whether the NFL has a bigger problem than society, the same problem as society, or even a lesser problem. I don't know the answer to that, but I know that they can take the lead on a very high-profile case, a tragedy that occurred in the last week, and hopefully that by itself would be enough to force them to act.
Now, how do you think the NFL and the Kansas City Chiefs have handled this particular situation so far?
Sean, I think it's a little bit better than we might have hoped. I personally wouldn't have had the game be played the next day because the stadium area was a crime scene. I just find that it happened there, the suicide of Jovan Belcher, that he committed suicide there, it made it a little tough for me. But that's a moot point. The game went on. And I think that the NFL showed a real sensibility here by having a moment of silence, not for Belcher, his name was not mentioned, but for Cassandra Perkins and all the other victims of domestic violence. That was the moment of silence. I think that was a very good start for the NFL. And then not having something that wasn't there, not having decals on the helmets or the patches on the jerseys, which we're so used to. They didn't have that. And I think that's great because, again, this is about, there's no reason to honor a killer here, a murderer. There's every reason to honor the victim of the crime.
Christine, we only have 15 seconds, but do you feel as if the NFL is growing up and management's becoming a little more responsible?
I do. Roger Goodell is a man with two daughters. He's a much younger man than the previous commissioners, of course, and I think he gets it, and I think the NFL will act on this.
All right, Christine, good to talk to you again. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.